Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, one of my favorite bands in the entire world is an Irish band known as Picture This. You may know them. They sound like this.
Take my hand and we can go walking. Don't wanna live like all these people here. Keep your vodka on ice while I disappear.
Banger after banger after banger. The lead singer of that band is Ryan Hennessy, and he's in an airport somewhere right now. How are you, Ryan?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you, my friend. It's been a long time since the song came out, Take My Hand, that kind of changed everything for you guys. And we'll get to that and we'll play it in full in a second. But you've been doing something really interesting, and I think it's important you tell my listeners exactly what you've been at and why today is a big day. Go on, what's the story?
So Take My Hand, it's like the 10-year anniversary of Take My Hand this year. So we wanted to do something special. And our most requested thing of all time since we started the band, the most DMs we get all the time is, can you come to our wedding and sing Take My Hand as our first anthem? We have been ignoring these messages for 10 years. No, we will not come to your wedding and sing this song. But since it's a 10-year anniversary, we did like a competition online, basically, where you could sign up to be in with a chance for us to come and sing at your wedding, your first dance, as I'm having Take My Hand be that song. And today is actually going to be the first day, so nobody knows. The winners don't know. None of the couples know.
This is so cool. Okay, so you've asked on your social media for couples to get in touch.
Yeah.
To win this prize of you guys singing, but you're not telling the couple, so it will be a surprise.
Yeah, so it's been sort of through like a best man or whoever.
Good.
But I don't know, which is amazing. Like the surprise is, we did one like a couple of months ago just as like a test to see if it would work properly with an amazing couple, and just the reaction was amazing, just how surprised they were.
I'd say so.
We were driving away from the venue just with our hearts full, you know, being it just feels so amazing to do something for two people that will last forever. It just feels amazing.
And what's great is obviously the people who've gotten in touch with you, like the best men or the best the maids of honor or friends or family, whatever, they obviously know how much a song like Take My Hand means to this couple and how this is the song they would have wanted as their first dance. But then the chances of you guys rocking up and doing it is obviously, I was going to say slim to none. It's now a couple to a million of them. You're not doing them, but you're doing the couple. So like these couples, their day will already be so full of love, but then this will blow it out of the water.
Yeah, it's such a cool experience, you know, for us and for them. And like we were laughing because there was over like 10,000 submissions.
Wow.
Like, are people just making up that they're getting married? There can't be 10,000 weddings happening in the summer.
Actually, I get on to the central statistics office and see what the story is. Is there really that many weddings? Yeah. People are actually planning, like, doing fake weddings just so picture this will come and sing for them. But like, I suppose, you know, when you think about a wedding and you think about that first dance, you think about how important it is to pick something that is romantic, but is also maybe, you know, maybe makes them, you know, makes the couple feel like that it represents them. The fact that you have a song that does that, it must feel really great.
Yeah, it really does. It's like, you know, we've done some amazing things over the last 10 years and we're so grateful and still feel so lucky every single day. But having your song be like the soundtrack to somebody's like most important day of their life is like, it's such an honor. And the fact that it happened so much, it's like, it's really not lost on us. And you just don't get used to something like that.
Mm. And the fact that it's your first song, you know, the first one that we all heard as well, it's an important tune. Before I get to it, because I think we should play it for everybody, and I can hear them boarding your plane behind you. I'm gonna make you stick around and miss the priority boarding that I'm sure you have, because I want to talk to you about more things. But just very quickly, like, has Ryan Hennessy ever fast-forwarded in his head to think of whether or not there may or may not be a moment where he has a first dance song? But, I mean, would there be a song for you that you would think would be perfect if that moment were ever to arrive?
Yeah, I've actually thought about this quite a bit, which is probably a bit sad.
No, it's not. It's beautiful.
I think like my favorite love song of all time is "You Were Always on My Mind."
Wow!
But the Willie Nelson version.
Oh,
the way he sings it is absolutely, just breaks my heart every single time.
Okay,
it's just a romantic song. So I think I would love for it to be that.
Okay, I love it. I love your choice. Will you tell everyone what you just told me about the version of Take My Hand that we've been playing for 10 years on this radio station?
Yes, so Today FM still play the demo version of Take My Hand. You're the only radio station, because you were the first one to have it. You're still playing the demo version, which we cry laughing every time we're driving along in the car.
It comes on Today FM. Brilliant.
It's amazing.
So we used to do a thing on the show I used to do here called Homegrown Hero, where I would celebrate Irish music and play a song that maybe, you know, from a band that maybe you hadn't heard of, or maybe it was their second song and they were just bubbling under the surface. And one day I got this message, I was thinking it was on Facebook actually, from a fella called Ryan Hennessy, and he said, here's my song, what you think? And I was like straight away going, okay, this is definitely this week's Homegrown Hero. And we put it out. And so you're telling me that that version that you sent me that day is still the one we're playing today, when there's a new studio recorded version we should be playing?
Yeah, there is the official one that gets played on every other station and everywhere else in the world gets played, but you still played it.
Yes!
And I love it.
I'm so proud of that. That's brilliant. Look, lots of people getting in touch about the song, Ryan, as you can imagine. Marguerite says, I had Take My Hand as our first dance in May 2018 when we got married. I love it. Fenella says, picture this, first dance song. I saw their offer online. I think this is awesome. Such a nice thing to do. And Danielle says, Ryan, it's such a powerful song. I used to sing it to my children to teach them to wait for me at the top of the stairs to hold my hand going down the stairs. And they're 11 and 7 now. It brings back such lovely memories. How about that?
Oh, well, that's amazing.
Isn't
that's
it?
It fills my heart. It really does. It's amazing.
When you and Jimmy were getting together and putting the band together and starting to write songs and kind of, you know, what was it about this particular song that you guys felt, this is the one we should send, this is the one we should kind of go out with? I mean, I presume you had other songs at that point.
You would presume that, but you would presume incorrectly, because it was the only
this
song.
This was the only song?
Yeah, we had one song. It was the first song that I ever wrote, that I ever sat down and wrote on guitar. I knew one chord on guitar, and I sat down and I wrote Take My Hand in my bedroom at home, and I had no idea whatsoever that the song was any good. It was Jimmy, I have to say. He was like, he messaged me, because we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
He messaged me, he saw it on Facebook where I posted it, and was like, you have to come out. He had just started recording music, I had just started writing music, and he's like, we have to record the song and put it out. But never ever dreamt that it would take us to where it took us. Like, I didn't even know it was possible to have a song on the radio. I didn't know that was a thing that people...
Well, how can you? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, everyone has to start somewhere, but you do start from zero. Like, that's the reality of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was the first song I ever wrote properly. Like, and obviously we're very lucky that that's the case, that it was received that well, but it was literally the only song we had, because I remember once we posted, we were like, oh, right, we're going to have to write some more songs.
that's usually what happens, all right.
Yeah.
Now, to celebrate 10 years of the song, you've done some new versions. There's an Irish language version, an acoustic version. What's going on with that?
Yeah, there is. We just wanted to kind of mark the anniversary, and we're doing kind of a bunch of different kind of ways to celebrate it, like the wedding thing. And another thing we wanted to do was re-record it. So we've done one version that's just the complete re-record of the song, kind of verbatim, really, but 10 years later.
Yeah.
And then there's a remix on it. There's Irish language version, which is my favourite version. I love hearing it. The song just really suits the Irish language. It's beautiful. I love it. And we did an acoustic version. Yeah, so it's like 5 or 6 different versions that's going to come out on the 31st of August.
Amazing. And tell me, do you have enough Gaeilge to be translating this, or did you get a dig out?
I've got a major dig out. I did not have any sales. And it was difficult, but it was so worth it. It was so fulfilling getting to do it, actually. It feels amazing. And we did one years and years ago, and a few of the like Gael Talks have done versions.
Yes.
Than ours.
But, right.
We gave in the time for this, and I really love it.
And when it comes to you guys and the band, where you are and the type of things you're doing, what I love recently that you've been doing is you've been kind of getting into, I guess, more intimate venues and doing shows like you would have done earlier on in your career. Because, I've been to, you know, you did 5 nights in the 3 Arena. It doesn't get bigger than that. Like, I was at those shows. But now the fact that you're doing these kind of, I guess, smaller venues in some ways. I mean, some of them are huge still, but they're different ways to see, picture this. And that's just a really cool thing to do for your fans.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a long time now that we've always tried to do something different every time.
Yeah.
And for us, it kind of started with the idea to let's go into more regional areas and perform. Like, we're from Attai in Kildare. Mm. People don't come to play for us, so we know how it feels for these major bands to pass through the country and not come anywhere near where you live. And we realized that people can't always travel to the big cities and afford to stay up there and all of those things. So we started going into the regions and playing the smaller, more intimate shows where people had probably never seen us before.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go to the people, really, because we were so appreciative of people traveling to see us so much over the years. And we still do the huge shows, and we love those. They're always, like, you know, an amazing kind of atmosphere and moments. But going and doing these intimate shows has just been so, so much fun, and getting to connect with people on a different level. It's been amazing.
Yeah, well, listen, I can't wait to see you in one of these shows. But also, you're touring the world, the usual stuff that Picture This do. So you're kicking off a world tour in Luxembourg on the 22nd of October. And then you will be in Ireland around December. There'll be loads of intimate winter shows to go and see Picture This. I'll leave you with a message here, Ryan. Emma says, Dave and Ryan, my husband and I, James, are married 9 years today. Our first dance was Take My Hand. Happy memories. Still sounds amazing. And we're going to Pitbull and Thomond Park tonight to celebrate. Woohoo!
Enjoy Pitbull, guys.
That's going to be unreal. Ryan, listen, we'll keep an eye out. I presume there'll be video evidence of you guys surprising couples at their weddings, right?
Yes, there will. So it's literally the next 5 days. We're doing 5 weddings in 5 days. And we'll be posting as we go. So
okay.
You can't say where, because you don't want people to find
out. Of course. No, no, no. I get it. But keep an eye on that Picture This social media and you'll see the videos. Yeah. Ryan, thanks for taking the time. Hop on that airplane. Don't miss your flight. And when you get on, order the pasta. It's always very good, I think.
First class, baby.
All right. Nice one, Ryan.
Thanks, Dave.
See you. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.